welcome to Between Mountains and Sea, a podcast dealing with what it's like to be a creative person living in Northwest Wales. And it's been a while. I'm still living between the mountains and the sea, but lockdown has made life... Well, the first lockdown was fine because I could sit out here in the garden as I am today. But this is, you know, one of the first days I've been able to do this since we locked down. When was it? I can't even remember. All that winter time. And I had nothing really that I wanted to talk about in this format. So that's why there hasn't been a podcast for a while now. So what I'm going to do now is tell you what I've been doing instead. Because you know what it's like. You're staring at four walls. You can't go and sit in the garden because it's miserable and cold and wet. You can't go out because, you know, we're under lockdown. And supposedly I'm in a couple of categories that make me a vulnerable, shall we say. So there we are. Anyway, I've had my first jab now, so that's a really good thing. And yeah, what did I do to keep me sane under lockdown when I couldn't go anywhere? Well, in fact, it's the fault of this podcast. I'm digressing, and I always do this. But when I started doing this podcast, I had to learn how to use the digital recording stuff that was on my laptop. And I suddenly realised that actually the multi-track aspects of it were dead easy to use. I thought, well, I've never used digital recording for myself. I hadn't done any home recording since I had the four-track cassette recorder that I did stuff in the late 80s, early 90s. So, you know, everything I've recorded since then has been using other people's technology and their expertise as engineers. And obviously at that point also, their knowledge and input as producers. But this time, with no one else operating anything, I started recording individual tracks, mixing singing and spoken word, lots and lots of odd and peculiar instruments that I hadn't necessarily played before, but that were fascinating to me because of the tones that they produced and the way that they made me play. I'm a great believer that if you have an instrument that you're very, very familiar with, you can play anything you like on it. But there's a tendency that you tend to play in your own way. Unless you're really disciplined, you have a sort of signature sound and a signature style. And I'm sure that I am guilty of, not guilty of that, but I'm sure that I have that tendency. But if you pick up something that's different, you know, for me as a guitarist, to pick up an Armenian duduk, which is a double reed wind instrument, which has a beautiful sound, and you can hear it in the stuff that I've been recording, that just does something different to the way that you approach recording. And so what did I do? Well, I recorded the first track, and I rather enjoyed the process. And I didn't... A lot of the time when I've been writing songs, I'm always writing them for either a recording with someone else, and their time is precious, so I have the song written and prepared and rehearsed even, so I know what I'm going to do before we record. Same thing if I'm writing for a band. You know, before I present a song to a band, I have to have it sort of formatted, or at least partially formatted, and give it idea so that we have something to work on or work from to develop into the full band format. This time I didn't. And so what I ended up doing was hitting record. And recording a drum track on, I've got a couple of machines that produce drum tracks, and setting the length that the drum track was expected to go on for, and hitting the fill buttons when it felt right, and making sort of interesting drum noises, and then go back to the beginning and pick an instrument, and do the initial, if you like, backing music that would be the basis of the track. And they were all improvised. And usually it was first take. So here comes the drum track, let it count in, and off we go. And I'm playing and I'm improvising. And some of the stuff that I was using was quite chaotic. Signal generational synthesizers, which do weird things, and consequently, I was getting really interesting things that I wasn't necessarily expecting. The next process is to put down the next track of music, and again, I built up each track in layers of stuff that was improvised. And generally, what you get is down to my ears and the way I'm reacting to what is already there, and trying to be as musical and as interested and interesting as I can. But it's all down to what makes things work for me, what my love of music is saying, this is what you should be up to. So that's what I've been doing. And then vocals on top, either sung or spoken word or a mixture of both. And again, they were all improvised. So any of the spoken word that you hear is just me talking in stream of consciousness, like I do here, but without the ums and ahs. And saying literally what is on my mind at the time. So there's no time for obfuscation, there's no deceit. Everything that I recorded is totally and utterly straight out of my brain, honest, just exactly what I'm thinking, which is a very exposed way to record. I mean, there's no hiding place when all you do is open your mouth and let whatever's in there come out without a censor. And that in itself was fascinating. So anyway, I did that, and I did it repeatedly, and it made me feel good, so, you know, keep going. And I suddenly realised I'd recorded 11 full tracks. It's over 40 minutes of music, and I thought, well, hang on, damn it, when I was recording an album last year we got to 22 minutes of pre-written stuff. I've now got 40 minutes of music. And so I was very cheeky, and I approached the wonderful man Neil Crudd, who runs Link to Wales in all of its different formats. Primarily it's a huge archive of music from North Wales, from Liverpool, and from South Wales. He also fronts a wonderful band called Spam Javelin, and part of the Link to Wales stable is Link to Wales Records. So I approached him and I said, look, Neil, I've got an album recorded. Would you be interested, if I finance it, in putting it out on Link to Wales Records? And bless him, he said, yes. I love people who say yes. It's one of my things, actually. If anyone approaches me to say, oh, do you fancy doing this? My initial response is always, yes, now let's see if it's possible and if I can do it, but I'd love to. Which is, you know, it's a great way to live if you're that way inclined. It's kind of weird in a way that it it opens you up. Saying no, that's it. You say no to something and it's gone. Say yes and you've got an opportunity. So only a blessing, Neil said yes. So we started looking at track listing and artwork and sorting out how it was going to be done and what formats we were going to use. And I've always wanted to put out a record, because I grew up listening to albums on vinyl. I grew up with 12-inch sleeves with all the artwork, and you know, to me, it was like going home. It was like feeling, yes, this is my feeling. This is a proper album. So that's what we've done. I mean, there are CDs available. It's available for free digital download. It's making its way onto Spotify and Apple Music and all the other streaming services where you'll be able to stream it if you like. But I've put out on Link to Wales Records an 11-track album called Bones. And so that's what I've done through the winter. And that's why we've been quiet here on Between Mountains and Sea. It's not that I don't love you. It's just that I've been trying to love you in a different way, if that makes sense. Yeah, no, I'm not going to take that back. That sounds a bit weird and possibly a bit strange, but and a bit naughty. But no, I've been spending the winter loving you in a different way. Now, I've had reviews, which in itself is a wonderful thing. And I didn't write the blurb for the album either. So all of these sort of opinions that have been expressed about it have been from other people as listeners, which I think is very healthy. I love some of the tags that have been used on Link to Wales Records on their Bandcamp page, which is where you can get it. Neil's blurb is wonderful, but his tags include avant-garde and weird pop and folk and spoken word and I think electronic and dance. So if you can imagine all of that mixed together, that's kind of what it is. I wasn't paying any attention to trying to fit into a genre. I was just trying to fit into what made sense in my head and made my appreciation of music feel happy. So that's what we've done. It's been enormous fun. There have been reviews, as I say, one on Planet Mosh that Sty Jones did, which is very kind of him, and one that Brian Shea or Brian Bordello did on Monolith Cocktail. They're both wonderful sites if you want to look them up online, and they do a lot of reviewing and a lot of promotion work and support for music, which is invaluable. So there you are. It's an album, it's called Bones. It costs a tenner on vinyl. It costs £3 on CD. You can buy them in Mudshark Records on the High Street in Bangor, or you can get them from the Link to Wales Bandcamp page, where there's a little bit of post unpacking on top, but not much. And of course, it's there for free digital download if that's how you prefer to work. So that's what I've been doing. And it's been absolutely lovely. In fact, it's been doing exactly the same for me in the winter as this did for me last sort of spring and summer, when we first locked down, but I was able to get outside in the sunshine. So all hail music. Without it, I'd be in a much worse mental state than I am. I hope this triggers you to go and at least have a little listen on the Bandcamp page. It's not going to be everyone's cup of tea. It's certainly not exactly the sort of thing that I normally do. It's much more organic and chaotic than that. And as I say, the words are all straight out of my head and straight into yours. So if you like, it's possibly one of the most honest albums ever recorded. So there we are. That's what I've been up to. I hope you've enjoyed this. You know what it's been. I don't have to tell you.
That was Between Mountains and Sea, a podcast dealing with what it's like to be a creative person living in North West Wales.